Welcome to Just a Minute. Thank you. Thank you. Hello. My name is Nicholas Parsons, and as the Minute Waltz fades away, once more it is my infinite pleasure to welcome our many listeners throughout the world, those who tune in to Radio 4, the World Service, or even listen to us on the internet. And it's also a huge pleasure to welcome four exciting individual and talented players of the game. On my left sits that mistress of improvised comedy, a stand-up humor, and outrageous comedy, actually. That's Jenny Eclair. And beside her sits a master of improvised ad-lib comedy, Ross Noble. And on my right, we have another well-known, established stand-up comedian who's also written two very entertaining and humorous books. That is Tony Hawks. And beside him, a master of many skills and multi-talented, Clement Freud. Please welcome all four of them. And as usual, I am going to ask them to speak, if they can, at different times on a subject that I give them, and they will try and do that without hesitation, repetition, or deviation, if they can. Besides me sits Janet Staplehurst. She's going to help me keep the score, and she'll blow her whistle when the 60 seconds are up. And this particular edition of Just a Minute comes from the lovely refurbished Palace Theatre in that delightful seaside town of Westcliff on the Essex coast. And in front of us, we have a true, hyped-up, enthusiastic Essex audience. Already in the mood for the show, so let's get started with Tony Hawks. Tony, the subject here in front of me is party poopers. Tell us something about party poopers in this game, starting now.
I suppose party poopers are those rather tedious types who turn up to your party and resent the fact that you're having a fantastic time and say, oh, it's 10 to 10, the music's a bit loud.
Clement Freud Charles.
Of all the numbers on the clock.
All the times I could have picked.
10 to 9 and 10 to 10, right.
Don't.
Yeah, there we are, doesn't matter, that's the game, and isn't it fun? Right, so, Clement, a correct challenge, you get a point for that, of course. You take over the subject, there are 49 seconds available. Party poopers starting now.
Ian Duncan Smith springs to mind. But the Conservative Party is only one of those that has a pooper. The Liberal Democrats, Charles Kennedy, if I may, is probably more pooped than pooping against the Labour Party.
Ross Noble, you've challenged.
Was it repetition of party?
There was a repetition of party, yes.
But I thought that's in the title, party.
Challenge on party.
Challenge on party, which is on the card.
Party poopers.
Oh, party poopers.
Yeah. Oh, right, Clement, thank you for teaching me the game. I've only been playing for 35 years. Clement, an incorrect challenge. You keep the subject. You have another point for an incorrect challenge. 28 seconds available. Party poopers starting now.
I have pooped at many parties.
Tony challenge.
Repetition of pooped. He said more pooped about Charles Kennedy before.
More pooped. Yes, he did, indeed. More pooped by Kennedy. Well. And so, Tony, you do listen well. You've got a correct challenge. Another point. Not another point. Your first point. 26 seconds available. Party poopers starting now.
A pooper scooper is a thing that you take into the park and then take up dogs.
Jenny Chan.
Take. The word take was said twice. You take a pooper scooper and you take it into the park. Yes. Did you hear what he did?
Yes, we did, Jenny. And you heard as well. And you were first to challenge. It's correct. You have a point. You have the round of party poopers. 21 seconds available starting now.
I know a little girl who shall remain now. No! Oh, please! Oh, edit that out. Give me another go.
No, the audience enjoyed it too much. So, Ross, you challenge first.
That was a bit of a hesitation.
We call that hesitation.
It's a speech impediment, not a hesitation.
Once you stumble like that, once you get the subject, you want to go and say something which is going to be funny and amusing. It is a difficult game. Bad luck, Jenny, but Ross had a correct challenge. A point to him at last. 17 seconds, party poopers. Ross, starting now.
Party poopers are a bit like party poppers, but for more somber occasions. You pull the string, and instead of lots of confetti flying out of the end, it plays the funeral march, and everybody cries as they get a vol-au-vent and have to place it on their cheeks to soak up the tears.
In this game, whoever is speaking when the whistle goes gains an extra point, and it was Ross Noble. He's got 2 points, so is Clement Freud. The other two have got one each. It's very even at the moment. There's only one round gone. Second round, Jenny, we're now going to hear from you. The subject is pillow talk, and you have 60 seconds now. Take a deep breath, starting now.
I'm not much of a one for pillow talk. I'm a pillow dribbler. Some mornings I wake up, there's so much goo, I have to peel my face off it. I think that Pillow Talk was a film starring that little blonde who always looked quite well scrubbed. Doris Day was her name. Could be wrong, not sure. Now, the real meaning of the phrase is to talk soft flannel in bed. Imagine the scenario, two heads close enough to catch nits. He says, darling, I love you so much, I'm going to buy you a new kitchen with all mod cons, better than your friend Jean's, and a Smeg oven and hob, and sorry, too many hands, I was warned Tony. Earlier.
Tony, you've challenged.
Deviation, that's not pillow talk.
That's
madness. It is
in our house.
Tony, I think that people can interpret pillow talk in any way they wish, and maybe in Jenny's life, that is pillow talk. So
yes, but I'm here to help her.
Well, you've helped her, I think, by what you've just said.
Oh,
but
okay.
Unfortunately, I think within the rules of just a minute, and to be fair to Jenny, I couldn't give her for deviation on that. So she keeps going with 23 seconds and a point. More pillow talk, Jenny, starting now.
Wee wifey says, oh, you're just trying to coerce me into some mad sexual position. Get off, you big ape.
Not by talking about Smeg ovens, you won't.
Oh, no. Some women will do anything for a Smeg oven.
OK. In that case, I think draw my challenge.
I agree with Jenny, actually. I mean... But anyway, Jenny, yes, so we've gone from her kind of pillow talk into the sexual side of it. And Jenny, you're still with the subject and you have 16 seconds available. Another point to you, pillow talk starting now.
Pillow talk could be done quite literally. Imagine yourself in that high street department store, never knowingly undersold, chatting to a nice young man in very tight black trousers about pillows. Would you like... Oh, yes!
So Jenny Eclair started with the subject, and in spite of interruptions, she kept going and finished with the subject, so she gets that extra point for speaking when the whistle went, and she's now in the lead, of course, at the end of that round. Ross, your turn to begin. The subject, tips. Tell us something about tips in just a minute, starting now.
If you can't afford theme parks, why not take your kids to tips and rummage around through fridges and bits of old bicycle and try and give them the best day out that they've ever had in their tiny little lives. Hey there, kiddikins, why not come over here and try the new pot of goo that's been left? Pot of goo.
Jenny Challenger.
Yes. The merest hesitation. But
it was a hesitation,
yeah,
yes. He was
so
going
clever,
off in a delightful way with the subject and couldn't sustain it. So there's 40 seconds still available. The subject is tips. It's with you, Jenny, starting now.
Here's a tip for women over 40. Don't stand next to anything younger than yourself. Hadrian's Wall is a nice place to stand, I find.
Tony Challenge.
Repetition of stand.
Yes.
Yes, yes, the, you're welcome, done, Tony. Yeah. Well done. That's... challenge was correct.
You're so gracious the way you give it away. Tony, there are 29 seconds for you. You've got the subject of tips and you start now.
I was given a tip some years ago by a very wise man who said, Tony, it's never a good idea to try and leapfrog a unicorn. And I've stuck with that ever since. Whenever I've seen one of those creatures, and I did recently, in fact, it belonged to Clement Freud. He was telling me earlier, and he'd hired it out at millions.
Clement Freud challenge?
Lies. I lent it, I didn't rent it.
So that is actually a correct challenge. There is 9 seconds available, tips starting now.
If you go to a restaurant and intend to return, it seems sensible to leave a tip for the waiters. This is new speak for gratuity.
Clement Freud was then speaking as a whistle went, gained that extra point, and he's now just 1 point behind our leader, Jenny Eclair. Clement, it's your turn to begin, and the subject is VAT. A very exciting subject, isn't it? Will you talk on it, Clement, starting now?
VAT are three letters of the alphabet, one vowel and two consonants.
Ross challenged.
He just stopped to think about what he'd said there.
I think he was struck by his own profundity, yeah. Yes. But it was a hesitation. Yeah. So, Ross, you have VAT, 53 seconds available, starting now.
They were a crack commando unit sent to prison for a crime they didn't commit. They would drive around in a big black van with a red...
Jenny Cameron.
I'm really sorry, but he did say they three times. They did that, they did that. But I tell you what, it's a dull challenge, so I'll withdraw it and let him go on with the story, because it's a good story. But don't take a point off me. Fair dues.
No, all I would say, it's a correct challenge, but if you feel that you want to be fair to Ross and let him keep it, I will give you a point, because it was a correct challenge. A tough one, but correct one. But we leave the subject with Ross, who continues on VAT with 46 seconds to go, starting now.
I ain't going on no plane, fool. That's what he used to say whenever he was in trouble. They would often drug a kick, and that's how they'd get him onto the aeroplane. Sometimes when people were in trouble, they would be hired, and it would be... necessary for them to use their military skills that they used in Vietnam.
Tell your challenge.
I hesitate to come in with this challenge, but has he wandered off the subject of VAT ever so slightly?
Oh, you said VAT. I thought you said the A team. I can't believe I spun that joke out for that long. Yes.
Tony, yes, he was on the A-team, and it's VAT, value-added tax, if you want to spell it out. Well, this is what it usually stands for. But, Tony, you have a point. You have 23 seconds. VAT, starting now.
The headquarters of the VAT offices are in Westcliff, and they have the finest discos. Every Christmas I go to those, and I can tell you I'm not a party pooper when I get along to those. I'm grooving...
Jenny, challenge.
Two thoses. Those and those.
Oh, Jenny, you're getting too...
Am I getting too petty?
No, too keen, darling, yes.
Yeah, I'm
yes.
sorry, I'm very, very over-competitive.
I know you are.
I'll let
All
it
right,
go.
Right, Jenny, take another point. Tony, keep the subject. 11 seconds, VAT, starting now.
I remember those heady days when it used to be 15%. Oh, now, of course, up to 17.5. Tricky, you have to fill out a very difficult form if you are trying to...
So Tony Hawkes was speaking as the whistle went, gained that extra point for doing so. He's now equal with Clement Freud in second place, just ahead of Ross Noble. Jenny's out in the lead with all the theys and those that she spotted.
By being petty, I'm winning.
No. Right, but Tony, your turn to begin. The subject now is chaps. Tell us something about chaps in this game, starting now.
Chaps has always struck me as a peculiarly English word, yet Americans try to say it to ingratiate themselves with you, saying things like, "Hey, you chaps, do you want to come and have a beer?" And it doesn't work for me, and I sneer at them. I once wore a pair of chaps to a fancy dress party, went for a pub, foolishly drinking. Beforehand, in West London, it was the wrong kind, and I was attracting quite a lot of attention. I can tell you what an evening I had. Now, chaps...
Ross Challenge.
Was that repetition of evening? One evening...
Yes.
I had quite an evening.
Could well be, I don't think any of us know.
Everyone was just picturing you in chaps.
One evening he went there and one evening. Yes, well listened, Ross. 26 seconds, you tell us something about chaps, starting now.
Chaps is the wrong way to refer to skinheads. Don't walk into a bar and go, "I say, chaps, you're looking frightfully unusual," because they might turn on you and they might kick your head in, which isn't...
A Jenny challenge.
Two mites.
Yes, they might turn on you, they might kick your head in. So, 14 seconds, Jenny. Tell us something about chaps, starting now.
Madonna wore chaps in one of her recent videos, along with a Stetson, which is the correct headgear to accessorise your chaps with. Blazer-wearing types.
Clement Challenge.
Deviation.
Why?
Just ending a word on a preposition.
Guilty. Guilty as charged.
But, Clement, yeah, that's observant of you, but, I mean, colloquially speaking, people often in life and conversation end on prepositions. I don't like it any more than you like it, but if you write... If
God, when we do it in the dressing room, you should see how furious he is.
colloquially speaking, she's entitled to do that within just a minute. When you have to keep going under the pressures that exist, so she gets another point and 5 seconds on chaps starting now.
When chaps get together, they smoke cigars, drink port.
Ross, challenge.
She said they before.
Yeah, that's right. 1 second is available for you, Ross. Yes, on chaps starting now.
Great big leather pants.
So Ross, extra point, speaking of Mr. Wenders, move forward. He's now equal with Tony Hawks, one ahead of Clement Freud, and they are training Jenny Eclair, who's still in the lead. And Ross, your turn to begin. The subject, balloon modelling. Did you hear me correctly?
What's that moon yodelling, did you say? Right then, start her up. Here we go. Right, I was on the moon in lederhosen.
Right.
Yes.
There are 60 seconds as usual. Balloon modelling. Starting now.
Well, balloon modelling is something that I think is a rubbish skill to have. I mean, quite frankly, making balloons look like a small Scotty dog, that's not right. Surely getting a little canine creature and twisting that so it looks like it's full of air, that surely is something that you could write home about. The people of Britain would be up in arms if the...
Jenny challenge.
He was going, yib, like that.
I know he was, but we weren't having any hesitation, do you?
Yes, I just wanted to get him because he got me on the last round when I had 3 seconds left and it was spiteful.
Do you shout at the telly whenever Leonard Rossiter's on? He's going,
I shake my fist. Go on, right. Take it, boy.
And you don't speak like that anyway, Ross. So, a point to Ross for an incorrect challenge. 38 seconds still available. Balloon modelling starting now.
Naomi Campbell used to get in a lot of trouble for trying to slide her tiny little thin legs inside of balloons. She would wander around the town thinking that she was the height of fashion, when in fact she wasn't at all. She looked ridiculous in her...
Clement challenge.
I think three she's in 10 words.
Yes, three she's in 10 words.
I'll give you it.
You'll give it to him. So, Clement, a point. 25 seconds. Balloon modelling starting now.
Vanessa Filtz springs to mind.
Ross challenge.
There was a bit of a hesitation, but people were laughing, so I'm wrong.
He hesitated. You have a point, Ross. You have 20 seconds. Balloon modelling's back with you starting now.
Vanessa Felt, she springs to mind on a regular basis whenever I'm thinking about balloon modelling. I'm not quite sure why. I haven't fully worked that out at this stage, but I thought I would steal whatever Clement was going to say and use it as my own. I once filled Vanessa Felt full of helium. I've said that twice and I'm an idiot.
Well, if he hadn't have repeated Vanessa Felt, I might have possibly had him for a lie. I don't know. But yes, anyway, he did repeat Vanessa. Yes.
And Phelps.
And Phelps.
And Phelps, yes. But we don't want to have fun at her expense. 2 seconds available, Tony. Balloon modelling starting now.
Lord Lucan had a fine balloon.
Oh, they're all getting points and all doing so well, and it's all very even, which is lovely, isn't it? So Clement Freud is now equal with Jenny Eclair in the lead, and they're 2 points ahead of Tony Hawks and Ross Noble in that order. Clement, your turn to begin. The subject is pilots. Tell us something about pilots in this game, starting now.
Pontius was probably the most famous man of that family, but Amy Morrison, Lindbergh, Berlioz, there were so many pilots who made history by flying aeroplanes over distances that nobody had ever used before. I particularly...
Tony Challenge.
Well, I think they had used the distances before.
Yeah, a clever challenge. If it said that over those, flying over those distances, you said, yes, never used the distance before. That is a clever challenge of deviation. Tony, you have a point, and you have 39 seconds. Pilots starting now.
Pilots always impress me the way when they talk on the intercom to the passengers, they seem to be a little bit patronising, and they do that thing sometimes. They say, cabin crew, 10 minutes to landing, like it's going to be different for the rest of us. I resent that kind of talk. Now, pilots obviously have to go through qualifications. They sit in a little booth and they're waggled about quite a bit, and then they do a week of that, and then they've got our whole lives...
Ross, challenge.
They're waggled about a bit.
Yes.
Don't they waggle something else about a bit?
They might, but they might rock them about a bit to give them the sensation of
I
sitting in a
waggled
cabin.
Waggled is a very specific action. Which, quite frankly, isn't right.
We can't have a semantic discussion about what is waggling and not waggling, really. And whether pilots are waggling.
When have you ever been on a plane and you go, ooh, it's waggling a bit?
Yes, yes.
You
don't. Exactly. But maybe in Tony's world, that is the word he uses. He gets on a plane and says, I hope you're not going to waggle this one today.
I'm really scared of waggling.
Yes, I have to interpret these things, and I think I'll give the benefit of the doubt to Tony, and I'll try and redress the balance later if I can. 13 seconds, Tony, still with you on pilots, starting now.
What shall we do with the maverick figure, Jesus Christ, who is causing the Roman Empire such problems? This was the dilemma.
Jenny Challenge.
He's been a long time away from pilots.
No, I think he was building
up to
Pontius.
Was he going back to Pontius?
Mm. No, he
wasn't. I thought that was Clements.
It was Clements, but he can still take that if he wants to.
Oh.
So 6 seconds are still with you on pilots starting now.
Electric cookers are disappointing things because they don't have pilot lights, whereas gas ones do, and that's...
So Tony Hawkes, with points in that round, including one for speaking as a whistle wind, has moved forward, and he's now in the lead, just ahead of Jenny Eclair and Clement Freud and Ross Noble in that order. And Jenny, your turn to begin. Jelly deals. I'm sure that's something the people of Essex know quite a bit about. Well, maybe they don't. Maybe this is Wessex. Maybe it's down market in Southend where they know about jelly deals. Anyway. It's with you, Jenny Deals, Jenny, starting now.
There are some things I refuse to put in my mouth. I don't want you to all start sniggering, saying that's not what I've heard. But jellied eels, Yorkshire pudding, roll mop herrings, I can't put those past my lips. I'd chuck, I really would. I don't see what's wrong with jelly without eel in it. What are you going to do next, put some liver in it? Jelly's nice as a sweet dish. Tangerine chunks, maybe some pineapple. Keep your eel out of it. It's a Cockney dish. You can get it from pie and mash shops. It is quite down market. They don't sell it in Marks and Spencers. That's always a clue, isn't it? I have a problem with slithery fish.
Clement.
Fish.
Fish. You mentioned fish before. 17 seconds. Jelly Deals is with you, Clement, starting now.
People think that Jelly Deals consist of jelly and eels, and they're quite wrong, because the gelatinous nature of the bones of an eel, similar to those of a huss, nuss, rock salmon, and other piscine excellences.
Oh, you were trying so hard there, Clement. Your face gave it all away, and Tony's got him with 1 second to go on. Anyway, we know it's his hesitation. So, Tony, Jelly Deals, 1 second, starting now.
Lord Lucan.
So, Tony was again speaking as the whistle went, and therefore has increased his lead at the end of that round. Ross Noble, your turn to begin. The subject now is the Mockers. Tell us something about the Mockers in just a minute, starting now.
The Mockers are a lovely family that live near me. They really are quite delightful. The mother I'm not too keen on, though, because she has set up a stall selling Indian footwear. That's where they got their name from originally. They were going to be called the Moccasins, but they felt that that was too something, and I've hesitated there, and that's fair enough.
Clement, you challenge.
Hesitation.
I interpret that as hesitation. Yes, Clement, you have the point. You have 40 seconds. You have the Mockers starting now.
The Mockers are very much not the sort of people who come to the Palace Theatre in Westcliff. Never have I encountered a more charming, hospitable and...
Tony Challenge.
Hesitation.
I interpret that.
I think he ran out of compliments.
I saw something.
27 seconds, Tony. The Mockers with you now, starting now.
Henry Spooner used to call the mods and rockers rods and mockers. And this was an extraordinary thing he did, not of any interest or in any way funny, but I'm glad I mentioned it nonetheless. Mockers are people who will come up to you and say, "You're rubbish. Talking for a minute, that's easy, without hesitation or deviation. Little do they realise just how tricky it is. If only they were up here, they'd know it now. But they're not, they're out there
Jenny Challenge.
They did a lot of that.
They did a lot of that,
yeah,
yes.
A lot.
All right, Jenny, we'll give it to you this time. Oh, you got in, which you love, on 4 seconds to go. And you have the Mockers starting now.
Putting the Mockers on something is to spoil an event like...
Well, let me give you the score now, because we move into the final round. The Tony Hawks has got a very good lead on... he's got as many as 19 points. That's a lot. But not far behind is Jenny Eclair on 15 and Clement Freud on 14 and then Ross Noble just two or three behind. Clement, take the last round, please. It is the rhinoceros. And you have 60 seconds, as usual, starting now.
Don't ever try to give anyone jellied rhinoceros. Big mistake. What you want is a white rhino from Southeast Asia, and ideally serve him on toast with anchovies and a modicum of butter, because the rhinoceros has little fat due to the fact that he runs all over the place, and it's muscle and bone and skin, and look where you will, so does he, because the eyes follow you. I have seen rhinoceros in zoos in Bristol, Torquay, London, Edinburgh, Glasgow, Berlin, Munich.
Ross, challenge.
The one in Edinburgh died.
I saw him before he died.
I hope that wasn't the reason.
He actually died on the way to the zoo, so therefore he never made it.
We don't know that, Ross, but what we'll do is we enjoyed your challenge. We give you a bonus point for the reaction that you receive for that. Clement, you have another point for interruption, and you still have the rhinoceros. And that's a funny thing to say to somebody, isn't it? But you still have the subject of the rhinoceros. And 60 seconds starting now.
Go to Tunbridge Wells, and the likelihood of meeting a rhinoceros is remote. On the other hand, Southend would be an excellent location for that and many other animals whom you would otherwise expect to find in...
So it now remains for me to give you the final situation as regards points. But let me say now, there's no winner in this game, they're all winners. But Clement Freud got a lot of points in that last round, but he didn't quite catch up our leader. But in a very good fourth place was Ross Noble. So that's right, you applaud their contribution. Jenny Eclair gave great value, she was in third place.
Yes.
Clement Freud gave his usual good value. He was in second place. He was 2 points behind the person who had 19 points, and that was Tony Hawks, so he gets a round for being in the lead. It only remains for me to say thank you to these four delightful players of the game, Ross Noble, Jenny Eclair, Clement Freud, and Tony Hawks. I thank Janice Staplehurst, who has helped me keep the score, and she's blown her whistle with such panache. And we thank our producer-director, that is Claire Jones. We are indebted to Ian Messiter, who created this game. And we're very grateful to this lovely audience here in the Palace Theatre in Westcliff, who've cheered us on our way. From our audience, from me, Nicholas Parsons, from our panel, and everybody here in Westcliff, goodbye. Tune in the next time we play Just a Minute.